Lady Beaver head coach Shelby Crawford joins us. Thanks for joining me here, Coach. Just kind of a little bit of a mixture of some of improvement and some steps back for you the guys this afternoon.
Yeah, it was. You know, we did some things tonight that the best we did all season, and then other things that we had been doing pretty well. Defensive rebounding, you know, that was a couple steps back for us tonight. It just didn't look good. And, you know, I was excited to see how my girls would respond to a really, really good team in Pueblo East, and we came out scared. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can't do that. You know, for us to play ball with a team like that, we have to set a tone with our energy, with our effort, and tonight our tone was not very high.
You scored 8 points. That was your highest first quarter output in your first three games here this year. But it seemed like you guys got the confidence. Second quarter was a much better quarter for you, 10 points in that quarter. But you were able to get some good production from Kiana Yeager, and they started kind of guarding Bailey Lotta a little closer there. She only had 2 of her points in the second quarter of her 9 and did not score in the second half. But it was good to see some others step up in that quarter.
It was. You know, Kiana Yeager, she needs to be one that steps up and scores for us. And she did some good things tonight, down low and coming out and hitting a big three-pointer for us. You know, that's going to be her game. She's one of our bigs, but she's also a shooter. And tonight was her best game offensively, and her effort was there all night, and I really appreciate that from her. But, yeah, Bailey Lotta, she's just fun to watch, man. She can get to her spots, you know, you don't expect her to shoot a floating three-pointer, but she can do it, and she does it well.
Once again, Coach Shelby Crawford, the Lady Beavers, joining us here at halftime of the boys. Lady Beavers falling 60-26. Yeah, it just seemed like that second half, both teams just kind of lost a lot of energy playing 3 games in 3 days. For Pueblo East, it's 4 games in 5 days.
We had some tired legs, and you know, it's still disappointing that even with tired legs, you can give everything you have, and I think we had more than we gave. That goes again to our leadership. You know, someone has to set the tone for us, and someone has to be on the floor and lead us. I didn't sub the way I would normally because I'm saving girls for a JV tournament, and I feel like with where we're at, they can learn more from a 32-minute experience rather than, you know, a spot 2 minutes here against a really good team.
And you guys have been through a gauntlet through the first three games, playing as two state-ranked teams in your losses. Pueblo East, a pretty good team there, averaging nearly 61 points a game, and I guess you do end up holding under that at 60, but it's kind of one of the, going in the frying pan of the fire continues here next Friday, go down to Hugoton.
Yeah, and Hugoton plays a lot like Pueblo East. I mean, one thing that they're not, that Pueblo East is, you know, they don't have the link that Pueblo East has, but, you know, they play similar. They want to pressure you into a mistake and get out in transition, and you can bet that a lot of our practice time is going to be about guarding transition, and anytime there's a change of possession, we have to have people back on defense, because right now we're spectating. We're watching a pretty good transition game. The 5 girls on the floor, about 4 of them watch it, and one's hustling. And so we have to get better in that area, because our league, it's a tough league, and this was a good experience for us. You know, it hurts to get beat this badly. It hurts to come out and not play your best game. It's good, because this is what we're going to be playing against in our league.
Once again, Lady Beavers falling earlier this afternoon by a count of 60-26. Scott City Lady Beaver coach Shelby Crawford joining us here, wrapping up the girls' part of a broadcast. And, Coach, thanks again for joining us here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Adam.